He's a game changer, and once he walks onto the field for the New York Giants, he's going to instantly make that defense better.
Bradford sets. He's going to throw one toward the end zone. The pass is intercepted by Landon Collins.
Hey there. Good morning. Landon Collins, New York Giants safety. Welcome to Louisiana. You get to spend a day with me and see how my life is day to day. Let's go.
Louisiana native Landon Collins has come a long way since his childhood days growing up in New Orleans.
Basically, we are in the heart of New Orleans. We call this the Seven Ward. So I started my very first years of playing football. That's where it all started at, y'all. 4 years old, underneath the bridge, basically 100th city. Huntersville. My dad, he took me here to play football, and we went undefeated every year, championships across the board. If you go inside this building right here, number of championships, number of trophies inside there. It brings back tremendous memories. Winning my first championship ever, being a winner, and stuff like that, and being like great players, just great players, but a lot of those players didn't make it, a lot of them.
But in 2005, the city of New Orleans would be devastated by Hurricane Katrina. And like many of its residents, Landon and his family lost their home in the storm.
This is where I used to stay with my dad and my grandma. It's the house. We lived here. My whole family, my grandpa was in there. All this is from Katrina, because I think this whole road was underwater. Like, a lot of buildings shut down. I had hundreds of trophies in there. It's all destroyed. It's my whole livelihood, basically. And, see, now, devastated, because, I mean, this is home. This is my second home, too. And now it's not that anymore.
In search of a better life, Landon and his family would move to Baton Rouge, where he found a new home.
This is Dutch Town High School, where I went to school at. Played there for 4 years. Played with some great players. Some are in the NFL now, named by Eric Reed and Eddie Lacy. One played for Green Bay, the other played for the 49ers. I mean, just to play with those guys was very amazing, very amazing. To see a channel like that growing up, always wanted to make you be better than what you was. It's me, senior year. I was young, very young, and thought I knew everything about football.
Landon came to us after Katrina through football as a freshman, and he came out for track as a freshman and was an outstanding athlete for us. Even then, you could see the potential. Very fierce competitor, one of the hardest workers, and always has been humble and led by example. Was a warrior in high school and still a warrior today, you know?
This is so many memories. I feel like I should be a running back right now. Because before I even played, I would play DB. I was actually a running back before I got here. I scored 7 touchdowns versus Zachary High School. And I think I ran for over 600 yards that game. I always remember when every time I got here, my dad was standing right here. And I just looked to the right, he'd do this. It's all right. And then that was the thing we always did before a game in this. And we always kept it that way.
And after that star-studded high school career at Dutchtown, Landon would take his talents to the University of Alabama.
Intercepted by Alabama, Landon Collins.
Where he helped the Crimson Tide win the 2012 national championship in his freshman year. Collins achieved All-American honors as a junior at Alabama, and much to his surprise, the Giants traded up to select him with the first pick in the second round of the 2015 draft.
It's a dream come true. You always dream of this moment, and when it actually happens, this is a great feeling. I made it. Like, I literally made it. Like, it's so hard to get into the NFL out of New Orleans, where I was telling you earlier, like, a lot of the great kids that I played with, I don't even know where they are at now. It's fantastic.
In his rookie season, Collins would make an immediate impact, starting all 16 games for Big Blue and leading the team with 80 tackles. And with 1 year under his belt, Landon looks to help lead the Giants back to championship glory.
The ultimate goal is always to be defensive player of the year, to be the best player I could be, to cause turnovers, to get the ball back, and for the team is to be a dominant defense as a whole and win a Super Bowl.